We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mutt, the pressure is on. The stage is yours.
Entercom reveals All-Star 2019 Boston Red Sox radio broadcast team on WEEI. So All-Star would mean some big names there, right? Well, how about some big names? Entercom, the unrivaled leader in sports radio and one of the two largest radio broadcasters in the U.S., today announced the new All-Star team of play-by-play sportscasters for the 2019 Red Sox season. Broadcaster participating this season will include... familiar name here, Sean McDonough is
Excellent.
Part of the broadcast
team.
There
was my wow.
Year. That was the wow we got off the air from John Tomasi. Josh Lewin, who spent some time in the Mets broadcast. Mario Empebra, am I saying that right, Ken Laird? I hope I am. Formerly the Detroit Tigers. Chris Curtis shaking his head. Broadcaster participating this season will rotate with Hall of Famer Joe Castiglione, who has signed a multi-year extension with the WEEI Red Sox Radio Network for his 37th Jesus. Season calling Red Sox
Fresh
baseball.
Getting to him.
In addition to McDonough, Lewin, and Empebra, Chris Berman, ESPN's Chris Berman.
Back.
That Chris Berman will be doing some games this year on Red Sox radio. Lou Merlone, you ever heard of him?
Oh, Jesus.
On-air personality
for
WEEI.
They'll let anyone do this.
Dale Arnold, Tom Caron, Dave O'Brien, who you hear on Nessie.
Dave O'Brien.
How does
Dave
that work?
O'Brien is doing some radio games this year. Good to have Dave back in the booth.
When there are national TV games, he has the night off.
Oh.
He's got nothing else to
gonna
do.
He's going to come back for us. He's going to slum
Usually
it with us.
Usually
sits
it
out.
Guess what? National TV game now. Dave O'Brien comes over and does some radio. He'll be part of a select number of games there as well. So that is what I would call an all-star team.
Where's Bradfoe?
Of broadcasters.
That was a mistake.
I don't
said
see
Bradfoe will be part of it.
I don't see Sean McAdam on here is also reported.
Bradfoe and
Tomasi
will be in there in the fifth inning, and they'll no longer be getting the stink eye by one of the hosts.
Yes.
This to me, and I always said this, you know, the Red Sox should have a all-star broadcast team. I mean, it's kind of an iconic franchise. We can do better than, you know, Tim Neverett, and we are. I think Sean McDonough and Lou Merlone is a great broadcast team.
How many games is McDonough going to do? Do we know?
It says a select number. I think you're going to hear between, I don't know, 30 and 40.
You'll hear a good amount of Sean McDonough.
A good amount of Sean McDonough, a good amount of Mr. Empebra is coming over from the Detroit Tigers.
He's famous for getting in a fight in the press box, so I like this.
I like that.
He and his longtime partner, I think Reamer is going to write about this, but he and his longtime partner got in a legit fisticuffs. So he had the TV. Now he's available. Excellent broadcaster by all indication. He's part of the team now.
Do you know what they were fighting over? They were fighting over a failed sublease.
Oh, is that what it was? Yeah. That can happen sometimes.
Messy
how about Chris Berman calling Red Sox games? We know he loves New England. He's from this area. He's tied into ESPN.
People always gave him a hard time when he did games, and you know, he didn't do it right. And I'm like, so what? So what? He did it his own way. So what if he flubbed some calls?
Certainly going to have some energy. We know that.
He'll have energy. He'll, you know, some people hate him. Some people like him.
Hello, everybody.
It's something
Hello,
different.
Chris.
I mean, they wouldn't let, you know, Kirk and me do a game. They wouldn't let Christian and Lou do a game last year.
No, God forbid.
They're loosening up the, you know,
getting the standards a little bit.
And as part of this, so the names are all-star names. As Jerry said, there are going to be plenty of three-man booth opportunities. You're going to hear a lot of Lou with Sean and Joe, with Dave and Joe. You're going to hear Lou on a lot of games this year, more than he did last year. I think I'm okay saying that now. He's going to do more games than he did a year ago. I saw the schedule. We saw the schedule
yesterday.
Even though
prominent members of the Red Sox don't trust him and they don't like him.
Well, they're going to have to suck it up.
Because this station recognized three-man booth works.
We're putting our foot down. We're going to put the best broadcast team in the booth, whether the Red Sox like it or not.
we are going to do it. And part of that broadcast booth will be three-man crews, and part of that will be our friend Sean McDonough, who is now going to be back in the fold here. It's been a long time since he's been calling Red Sox games on TV. He's back doing games on the radio. He joins us on the line this morning. Sean, Mutt, Jerry, and Tomasi, how are you, and congratulations.
Well, thank you. I'm doing really well and happy to be back. For those who might be disappointed by the quote-unquote big announcement, I apologize. And I think the other people you mentioned are too. You know, I'm going to get a chance to broadcast Red Sox baseball, and you're fortunate. There's a lot of people around the country who would love to do it.
It's kind of pathetic, Sean. I mean, you were on the rise. You were a big star. Now you're back in the booth with the Red Sox. What happened to you?
Well, I'd like to think I'm still going to do a lot of other things at ESPN. I mean, nothing about my ESPN situation is going to change. They were nice enough to allow me to do this. The fact that WEI is a ESPN radio affiliate certainly helped on that end. But I'll continue to do all the college football, college basketball, and Masters Part 3 contest and the stuff that I've been doing. So it's really just in addition to what I'm doing, and it fits in well. Basically, with my ESPN schedule, I don't do anything from the Masters Part 3 in early April until college football starts around Labor Day weekend. So I've tried several years of playing golf all summer, and you know, I'm not getting any better at that. I'm just getting more frustrated. So, you know, the opportunity to come back and do something that I love doing 15 years plus ago, and you know, was really the first thing I dreamed about doing when I knew when I was 5 or 6 years old that this is what I wanted to do for a living. You know, I used to go down to spring training, where not where you guys are, but in Winter Haven, and watch Ken Coleman and Ned Martin, and hope that one day I might be like them. So I'm really fired up about it.
Well, I mean, not to give you too much credit here, Sean, but I feel like the way broadcasting is going, what you and Jerry did in the booth and what you did in the booth, the conversational style, is something that is now, forget being rare, it's the norm. And I think in part of this announcement is, you know, we're talking about three-man booths and you and Lou and Joe. There's a conversational feel that you have been a part of that finally sort of radio, I think, is trending towards more than it used to, say, 10, 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah, and I think that's good. You know, I think that's the way it should be. Obviously, you can't get too conversational on the radio because somebody needs to be telling the people who are listening and can't see what's going on. So that is always going to be important. And, you know, I know there was a lot of conversation back in the fall, I guess it was. I think when Tim left and said that he didn't like the idea it was going to be a talk show. You know, that's one of the things I asked Joe Zarbano when he called me and asked me if I'd be interested in coming back and doing some games. You know, is what I read true? Is there going to be, you know, a talk show with the baseball game going on in the background? Because I don't have any interest in that. And he said, no, you know, it's going to be a traditional baseball broadcast, but there's certainly ample time within that to discuss strategy and players' strengths and weaknesses and, you know, all the things that we've always tried to do. And I think it's what Lou has tried to do, too, during his appearances.
Now, Sean, throughout your career, you've certainly had some times where people thought maybe you were being too critical of the team or the sport you were covering. How do you feel about that as you jump back into the Red Sox booth, knowing how your experience ended here the last time?
Well, you know, I think when I left Red Sox TV, when Nesson did not, you know, pick up my option 15 years ago, I think it was mostly a financial decision. I never really had a lengthy conversation with anybody involved in it to know what the exact reasons were. It might well be that there were some within the group that thought that I was occasionally too candid or critical. But obviously, as you guys know, this would not be happening without the blessing of the Red Sox. And, you know, I've maintained good relationships with the ownership group, run into them many times throughout the years since I left. And, you know, charity events and games at Fenway, and it's always been nothing but pleasant and cordial. And, you know, to me, Sam Kennedy has a lot to do with this. I'm a huge fan of Sam Kennedy, both personally and professionally, and I know he wanted this to happen, and I don't think it would have happened without his involvement. So I'm just excited about it. You know, to go back to what Jerry said at the beginning, you know, I'm just at the point in my life where I want to do things that will be fun. You know, I love Red Sox baseball, love broadcasting, particularly enjoy it on the radio, and it's one of the things that has been frustrating to me over the years. I've had very little opportunity to do radio play-by-play. You know, and every year the last 3 or 4, I've had the chance to do the college football national championship game for ESPN Radio, and it has been a total blast. And I've said many times, you know, over those 3 or 4 years, I would love the opportunity to do more games on the radio. So, you know, to do it, to have it be the Red Sox, have it be, you know, a very short commute to Fenway Park, have it be with Joe Castiglione, who, as we all know, is one of the nicest guys on the planet, and some other people. You know, I might have a chance to do some games with Dave O'Brien, who, as you guys know, I think is awesome, and is a really good friend, and the chance to work with Lou will be fun too. I appreciate what he's done when I've heard him in the booth. So there was no downside for me. You know, when Joe Zarpano said you can basically do as many or few as you want, we can work together to pick the games. At that point, you know, I said to myself, why wouldn't I want to do this? So I'm really excited about it.
You know, anytime you get replaced by somebody else, the human nature is you hope they fail or at least don't do it as well as you do. You must have taken great joy in listening to the mess that was the Monday Night Football booth this year.
I didn't watch or listen to very much of it, to be honest. You know, part of it was because it was a little difficult at first. And then, you know, I just found myself doing other things. You know, I know it's not always an easy job. You know, I think the part of it that bothered me, if there was a part of it that bothered me, was, you know, there was an awful lot of talk before they started about the chemistry is going to be awesome and we're going to change this whole thing and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I just think you should get on there and do it first and let people judge rather than say, you know, we're going to have awesome chemistry and we're going to be tremendous together. You know, just go on and do it and let people evaluate it for what it is. So I think if they had it to do over again as a group, maybe they would have said less before they started. But, you know, I thought they got better as they went along, which is natural. And
it couldn't have gotten worse. I mean, what was more fun, watching those guys struggle or watching the Raiders finish in last place?
Oh, come on. What happened to this wonderful, exciting Red Sox announcement? I keep in touch with Coach Gruden and derived some pleasure from the fact that they didn't fare very well. But I think it was pretty clear when they traded Khalil Mack that they were looking down the road and not necessarily at winning this past season. So I think the jury's still out on how that's going to go. But, and the Monday Night Football thing, you know, I'm sure they'll get better in year two. You know, there's an awful lot when you do that job that you don't realize that you're running into when you first start out. So I assume they'll get better, and I'm sure they're all grateful.
Well, Joe Tessel never be as good as you, because we know if he is, they'll get rid of him.
Well, you know, I think anybody who watched the college football that I did this year could tell I was very happy to be back doing it. You know, it's, the atmosphere is different. You know, it's not necessarily one that's better than the other. I just happen to enjoy the college game a little bit more and think that, you know, whatever my skills are as a broadcaster are probably better suited in that environment. There's a lot more storytelling about the players and coaches and that sort of thing, and that's what I'm good at. I think there was an opportunity to do that on Monday Night Football. But, you know, John Gruden, he wanted to, you know, get deep into the strategy of the game and more or less analyze every play. And when that's happening, as I said to you when I was on, when I first went back to college football, you know, when that's happening, there's not a lot of opportunity for the play-by-play guy to do those things or to engage in conversation because, you know, he wanted to get into the why did this play work or not work, and what's the strategy behind it? And he wanted to do that basically down after down after down. So, you know, that's the way it went, and I'm happy that I am where I am right now.
Well, Sean, I speak for a lot of people. People like you. I like you because you tell it like it is, and I expect it to remain the same, whether it's been the par three over at the Masters or doing Red Sox baseball with Joe and Dave and Lou. I think this is a great announcement for the Red Sox fans, and thrilled to have you as part of the mix this year for sure.
Well, I appreciate it. Appreciate the opportunity to come back. You know, it's the Red Sox fan part of me has never left, really. And, you know, the chance to go back and do some games, as I said, for all the reasons that I said, it's really exciting to me, and I'm looking forward to it.
Sean, thanks, man. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.